Good morning, Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov. Welcome to all those that are joining us. Today's shiur is sponsored by our good friend Nathan Rudy for Hatzlacha, for him, for his father Ezra Ben Seti and Nisim Ben Naomi, and Hatzlacha for the entire family. We also dedicate the shiur for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, especially Gavriel Shloimoy ben Idit, Yuspe Hendel bas Kitaleya, Aviv Ilona bas Yuspe Hendel, Sarochel bas Hendel, Yehuda Gurari ben Bernice, Chaviva Chana bas Galia, and Chaim David ben Chana Fega. Okay, we're starting a new halacha today. It's Likutei Halachos, Or Chaim Chele Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Vav. This is going to be the final halacha. No, I'm sorry, there's a Zion also. Al Pi HaMaamar Tiku Gimel. This chapter is based on the third Tiku Torah in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is chapter 8, which is actually the last shiur that Rabbi Nachman gave before he passed away. HaMaschil, which begins with the words, even though rebuke is something very special and important, still a person has to really know what they're doing before they do it. Look over that entire chapter in Likutei Moran from beginning to end. Again, it's one of the longer ones. Study it well to have a solid foundation for this chapter of Likutei Halachos. Now, in the opening paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a very, very short, brief overview of the topics that are discussed in that chapter of Likutei Moran, and then he'll go into his discussion. V'zeh b'chinas sukkah. What Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran is tied into the mitzvah of sukkah. Ki tfanois u'mechitzois ha-sukkah, the walls and partitions of the sukkah correspond to what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran, the partitions of the brain, how the brain, the three parts of a person's brain, serve as partitions. Ki shloisha moichin heim shloish mechitzois prusois bifnei hataiva shel niyuf, kama shekosu shom b'maim ranal. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal addresses the fact that the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Soita that especially when it comes to sins between men and women, the underlying cause of it is a ruach shtus, a spirit of foolishness, silliness. The pasuk says, ki siste ishtoi, if a person's wife will commit an act of shtus, ruach shtus. And over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains that when a person's brain is functioning properly, then the three parts of the brain serve as three solid partitions protecting the person and blocking these kind of silly thoughts, hirhurim roim, from coming into the person's mind. So now, what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there on the Likutei Moran about the partitions of the brain corresponds to the partitions and walls of the sukkah. And therefore, the minimum number of walls of a sukkah is actually three. The third one doesn't have to be a complete wall, as we learned before, but again, it's basically three walls. Ki ikar hasukkah hi sholosh tfanois, because the main minimum of the walls of the sukkah is three, kama yisham rabbi senesal, as the rabbis tell us. Keneged shloisha moichin, corresponding to the three parts of the brain, Sheheim mechitzois prusois bifnei taivas niyuf, which serve as partitions that are spread out to block any sinful thoughts, chas v'shalom, especially related to pegama bris. Ki sukkah hu bechinas seichel u'moichin, because the sukkah is directly connected to the concept of intellect, seichel, bechinas imo de mesakhal benin. The Zohar HaKadosh compares the sukkah to a mother who covers over and protects her children. The mesakha, like schach, sukkah. Shehu b'chinas im labina. And we know that the mother in Kabbalah represents bina, understanding. B'chinas his boinenus v'sechel. This refers to a deep level of understanding and intellect. B'chinas moichen, which is the intelligence of the person. V'alkein oisen sukkah achar Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. And this is why we make the sukkah after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah oz hatfila b'b'chinas din. Because as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran, he tells us that usually standard tefillah is referred to as rachami, kindness. We're beseeching Hashem for him to show us kindness, chesed, rachamim. However, Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that there are certain times when the channel of rachamim and chesed becomes pogum. It becomes defective. And then a person can no longer use that channel for their prayers, but rather we have to switch to a different channel completely. It's called a tefillah bebechinas din, a tefillah that's associated with judgment, din, givura. We find by Pinchas, we had this recently in Likutei Halachos, that when Pinchas saw a magefa, a plague spreading among Klal Yisrael, which was initiated as a result of the major Pegama Bris that they were involved in, especially the leader of the tribe of Shimon, Zimri ben Soli, it says, Vayamoy Pinchas Vayepalel. Pinchas stood up. It doesn't say Vayispalel, it says Vayepalel. And the Gemara says, Osa Plilim im Koinoi. He presented judgment to Hashem. He spoke a tefillah bebechinas din. Rabbein Azal introduces this concept in that chapter on Likutei Moran, and he elaborates on it, and Rav Nosson Zal discusses it in many places in Likutei Halachos. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Ki b'Rosh Hashanah, oz hatfila b'bechinas din. Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim Hadin, and the tefillah is designed in a format of din. Lekel oirech din, we mention it many times throughout the tefillah. Vaideze moitzien mea sitrachra kol meime hadas vagdusha shabola. And Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that when a Jew presents this tefillah, bebechinas din, the Yetzirah, the sitrachra sees that and he says, hey, that's us. We are din. We draw our power from the left side. And the sitrachra tries to swallow that tefillah. And what happens is it gets lodged in its throat and causes the sitrachra to vomit up, to return a lot of holiness, das, and kiddusha that the sitrachra had swallowed up prior to that. The sitrachra now is forced to give it back. V'oz, and then hasitrachra, shehu b'china sanonim, then the sitrachra, which is compared to clouds, b'chinas, as the pasuk says, sakoiso be'onon loch, Me'avur tefillah. This is a pasuk in Koheles where it says, Hashem, you surrounded yourself with clouds preventing our prayers from getting to you. So we see that clouds represent negative forces, the sitrachra. So now when the sitrachra swallows this tefillah bebechinas din, kolo vohoileches, the sitrachra is destroyed through a continual process. Venas and Gerim, and not only is the Sitrachra destroyed, but we actually retrieve from the Sitrachra holy sparks in the form of converts. Venizgale HaKovoid, and when converts come and join Klal Yisrael, the honor of Hashem is revealed. Venas in Ramim, and this generates thunder. Bechinas Anani DeShafchimaya, which the Gemara defines as clouds pouring water from one to another. That's the sound of thunder. Bechinas meimei hadas. This refers to the waters of das that have been rescued from the sitrachra. When the sitrachra is forced to vomit up, as we said before, it gives up, it returns these meimei hadas, these waters of das that it had swallowed up previously. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Ukevoid Hashem Nira Be'onan. The honor and glory of Hashem is seen in the clouds. Now remember, Rabbi Nosson Sal is giving us tiny little bullets here, blips, three words, four words, which over there in Likut Imran are a complete paragraph where Rabbi Nosson Sal explains and expounds on it. Vaideze Nimshach Hispashtus Hanavua. And this leads to a spreading of prophecy, Shebo Minafshos Yisrael, which comes from the Jewish souls, Shesharosham Bakovoid, which are rooted in Kovoid, in the Kisya Kovoid, the throne of honor of Hashem. Validei Hanavua Nizbarer Vinishase Koemuna Hakdosha. And when prophecy is shining forth, this clarifies and strengthens our holy faith in Hashem. Vinizbatel Emunois Kuzvios. And it eliminates all kinds of false beliefs. Ki ikar birur hoemuna hi al yedei tikun hamedame. Because Rabbi Nosson goes on to explain over there in Likut Imran that in order to clarify, to make really clear our faith in Hashem, it requires repairing the medame. Medame means confusion. Medame means mixture. Medama means fantasy, things that are fake, things that look real, but they really aren't. Validei emuna nizgale chidish oilam. And when the faith is solid, then there's a revelation of the renewal of the world, of the fact that Hashem created the world something from complete nothingness. And in the future also, there's going to be a chidush oilam. And the main renewal of the world in the future will be through emuna, through faith. And when Hashem creates the world anew in the future, the entire world is going to take on the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael walidei bechinas koyach ma'asov. Because the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is based on the fact that Hashem wanted to show the world that I am the one who created everything. Koyach ma'asov higid liyamoy, as the first Rashi in Chumash Bereishis tells us, that's why Hashem began creation, informing and enlightening everybody that He created the world. So that if when a question will come up, when the non-Jews will ask, we were here first. How come the Jews are taking over Eretz Yisrael? Hashem will be able to answer, I'm the one who created the world originally. I own everything. I have the right to give it to whoever I want. And I have the right to take it away from whoever I want and transfer it to someone else. Va'oz, and then in the future, Chiddush Olam, Yisnaheg Rak Al Yidei Hashgocha V'Nifloys. Then the entire world will be managed by Hashem in the form of Hashgocha Prati. People will be able to really see and feel the direct supervision of Hashem. And there'll be miracles, Niflois, Kemoy Eretz Yisrael, just like Eretz Yisrael today is the place of the direct Hashgocha of Hashem more than anywhere else in the world, and the place for miracles. Va'oz Yisar Hashir Shel Niflois. And then in the future will be initiated the song of miracles. Shehu Hashir Sheyisar Losid. This is the song which all the holy Sfarim tell us will be initiated in the future. Shehu Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulash Maruba. This is the song that's single, double, triple, quadruple. Sheyisnagen Al Ayin Beis Niman, which will be played on a harp of 72 strings. This corresponds to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, when it's in this format of single, first the first letter, then the first letter and the second letter, then the first, second, and third, and then first, second, third, and fourth. Yud, Yud Hei, Yud Hei Vav, and then Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you add that, that's single, double, triple, if you add it up, it's 72, which is chesed. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, oilam chesed yibone. The world will be built with chesed. V'ze hashir. And this song, which will be played on this harp of 72 strings, this song of the future, Hu Bechinas Koil HaMechiach, is also the sound of the voice of one who knows how to rebuke properly, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Imran. Bechinas Koil Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas Hanohor HaYotze MeEden LaHashkoy SeSagan, which is compared to the river that flows from Eden to water the garden. Sha'al yodoi gedelim kol horechois vayirois. In that garden, the vegetation in that garden gives forth beautiful smells, rechois, and yira. Rabbeinu Zal Likut Imran shows that about Moshiach, it says, v'horechoi beyiras Hashem. He will have the aroma of fear and respect for Hashem. And by a person accomplishing all the different tikkunim that are mentioned in the chapter on Likutei Moran, through that the person gets to a level where they are able to rebuke and reprimand people in the like Moshe Rabbeinu did, where their sin brought forth was turned around. They did such a tshuva, such a repentance, where from the sin came forth a sweet aroma to Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal adds here, Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev Heitev. Study this chapter on the Likutei Moran over there very, very well. V'tovin v'tire pile plois. And you will understand and see incredible, incredible things. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that that chapter on the Likutei Moran is something wow. V'histalkus ubitul hu'anonim v'sitra achra. Now, the concept of removing and eliminating the clouds and the sitra achra, zebechinas slicha savoinois, is similar in concept to the forgiveness of sins. Because when the Torah speaks about Hashem forgiving our sins, it uses the terminology, bechinas mochisi ko'ov pishoecho. I will erase, like a cloud, your sins. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this all at length. Before we continue, just to show nothing is coincidence, on the radio, on the 7 o'clock news, on the 8 o'clock news, they were announcing that there is a solar eclipse, solar or lunar eclipse this morning, where the moon, for a period of time of about 2 hours, an hour and a half, will block out the majority of the light of the sun. And they said, try to avoid looking at the sun unless you're using special glasses. And here, Rav Nosson Zal is quoting this portion in Likutei Moran about the clouds and the thunder and all of this. We'll start paragraph Beis, V'alkein, and therefore, Achar Rosh Hashanah, after we've come out of Rosh Hashanah, She'oz Hatfila Bebechinas Din, when our prayers are formatted differently than the standard prayers. It's not the typical asking Hashem for kindness and kindness, but rather there's a lot of mention of Din throughout the Tefillah. As we said before, L'goyle Amukos Badin, L'oysen Estoros Beyoim Din, we repeat the term Din in many different places throughout the Shmone Esrei, throughout the Tefillah. V'oz moitzien mea sitrachra kol hakedusha shebola. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, when the tefillah is given bebechinas din by one who's qualified to do it, when it's done properly, then the sitrachra sees that package and it says, hey, that's ours, that's for us, we are din. And the sitrachra tries to swallow that prayer and it gets lodged in its throat and the sitrachra is forced to give back, to return, to regurgitate, to vomit up all kinds of holiness that it had swallowed up throughout the previous year. Vasitrachra shehu bechinas anonim kolim vohelchim. And the sitrachra, which is often compared to clouds, the sitrachra is eliminated. V'alkein, and therefore, achar Rosh Hashanah hu Yom Kippur, following Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur, Shehu Slicha Savoinois, which completes the process of forgiveness of sins, Bechinas Histalkus Ubitul Hoanonim, which is synonymous with the removal and elimination of the clouds. Sins are compared to clouds. Shehema Sitra Achra. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mochisi Cho'ov Psho'echa V'Che'onon Chatoisecha. I erase, like a thick cloud, your very harsh sins, and like a cloud, your other sins. V'oz nistakein pegam hamoyach v'atfila. And when these sins are forgiven, are removed, and when the clouds are removed and the sitrachra is forced to return holiness that it had swallowed up, this brings about the tikkun of the brain and the tikkun of prayer, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in Likutei Moran. Kalidei Rosh Hashanah, shehu b'chinas tefila b'chinas din, moitzien min hasitrachra meimei hadas. Because through the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which is a time of this tefila b'chinas din, we remove, we extract from the sitrachra the waters of das that the sitrachra had swallowed up, v'choizrin v'nistaknin hamoichin, and the brains of the Jewish people are repaired. Shehem b'chinas mechitzois prusois b'fnei taivas niyuf. And we said that when our brain is in good working order, then the parts of our brain serve as partitions to keep out any sinful thoughts, especially related to taivas niyuf, to sins with women. With this we understand why the mitzvah sukkah follows Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Kalidei hatikun shenasa b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Because through the achievement, the accomplishment that was done on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, shaydeze nistaknin hamoichin kanal, by which we repaired our brain, now the brain is ready to accomplish its main purpose, which is to serve as partitions to block out the wrong types of thoughts, which is what the three walls of the sukkah represent. And this is tied into the battle that the Jewish nation wages against Amalek. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ki mechitzois hasukah prusois lahogein bifnei tumas Amalek. Because the walls of the sukkah are spread out to protect us from the impurity that Amalek wants to inject into us. Ki ikar hachnoas amolei kwalidei b'chinas sukkah. Because one of the main mitzvahs that helps to defeat Amalek is the mitzvah of sukkah. Shehu b'chinas anane kovoid. We know that one of the reasons why we build sukkahs is to remember the holy clouds that traveled with us throughout the 40 years in the desert that protected us. They served as a shield around us so that our enemies couldn't attack us, couldn't harm us. Ki ba'amolek nemar, because specifically regarding Amalek, the Torah says, Vayishma ha'knani melech arod, the Knani, the king Arod, heard that Aharon ha'kohen had passed away, and Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehu Amalek. The Knani here wasn't really the nation of Knani. It was the Amalekim who dressed up like Knanian. And the Gemara says they did this so that the Jews will pray, Hashem, save us from the Knanim, not knowing that these were really Amalekim that were trying to fool them and trick them. Ki bo Yisrael, the nation Amalek had heard that the Jews were coming close to his territory, Upirish Rashi says, what did he hear? Shoma Shemes Aharon. He heard that Aharon HaKohen had passed away. V'nistalku anane kovoid. And as a result of that, temporarily, the clouds, these protective clouds that were surrounding Klal Yisrael, protecting them from all their enemies, these clouds had disappeared, had left. So he heard that, Amalek heard that, and he said, now they're vulnerable. because the clouds are a tremendous protection. Whereas through the sukkah, which corresponds to those holy clouds, nichna v'nizbatel b'chinas amolek. That's what weakens and eliminates Amolek. Shehu b'chinas taivo hanal, who is the epitome of this taivas niyuf, znus taivas niyuf, b'chinas, as it says about Amolek, asher korcho baderech. He came upon you when you were traveling. And the word korcho is also miloshin keri, which is one of the major forms of pigama bris, an emission during the night. Kidfanois hasuka heim bechinas mechitzois prusois befnei zois hataiva. Because as we said before, the walls of the sukkah are partitions that are spread out to block this taiva. Bechinas sholoi shamoichin, the three walls of the sukkah correspond to the three parts of the brain, sheheim mechitzois prusois, which are these barriers, these walls, these partitions. Before we continue, just to clarify a little bit, the Gemara in Tainus and in other places speaks about the fact that there were three major tzaddikim that were with the Jewish people during the time we were in the desert, which were Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, and their sister Miriam. And in the merit of these three tzaddikim, Hashem blessed us with three major miracles. In the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, we had the Mon. In the merit of Miriam Hanaviah, we had the Be'er, this miracle well that traveled with the Jews throughout the 40 years, providing fresh water. And in the merit of Aaron HaKohen, we had the clouds, these seven protective clouds. There's a pasuk that says, Ki be'onon nire Hashem aleichem. In a cloud, Hashem revealed himself to you. The word nire, nun resh aleph hey, is the letters aharon. That the onon was in the merit of Aaron HaKohen. Interestingly, it's brought also that the word aleichem is the same letters as the word Michoel, the angel Michoel. Because we're told that Aaron HaKohen is the Kohen Godol on earth. There's a corresponding Kohen Godol in heaven, which is the angel Michoel. He is called Kahana Rabba, the great Kohen in heaven. So that the clouds were in the zchus of Aaron HaKohen. When Aaron HaKohen passed away, the clouds left temporarily. We're told that shortly afterwards, they came back in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the same thing happened when Miriam Hanaviah passed away. The Be'er left the Jewish people for a short period of time to show respect for Miriam, to show that it was in her merit. But then again, it was restored in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The merit of Moshe Rabbeinu was so great that when necessary, he could cover all three. In his zchus alone, the Jewish people were able to have all three gifts. Any questions, please?
Could you just elaborate a little bit on the mechanics of what the shalosh moichin are in the sukkah that helps, practically speaking, on being megan against taivas niyuf?
Okay, I think I touched on it before. Maybe we'll clarify a little more. The Gemara says regarding pegama bris specifically, ein adam choyte elam koynichnas boy ruach shtus, that all sins, but especially this one, is referred to as ruach shtus, which is the opposite of das, moichin, sechel, the exact opposite. The Gemara brings a proof from that pasuk, ki siste ishtoi. And the Gemara says, siste is miloshen shtus, referring to a soita, referring to an example of pegama bris. So Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likut Imran, that if pegama bris is caused through ruach shtus, the barrier, the protection, the antidote to pegama bris is das, sechel, moichin. And he tells us, he uses that terminology in the Likut Imran, in this chapter, that the Gimel Moichin serve as three mechitzois prusois, three partitions, three walls encircling the person, protecting them, blocking them from these wrong types of thoughts, hirhurim roim, that try to bombard the person. And again, in the sukkah, we're told that even though a complete sukkah is four walls, but the Gemara makes it clear that three is also definitely okay. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the three walls of the sukkah, which are also called mechitzos, partitions, they encircle us, they protect us, and they correspond to the anane akovoid, which were a shmira specifically against Amalek. Here I left out something before, that it's brought about Amalek. It says, Vayizanev becho kol hanecheshole macharecha, that Amalek went after the zonav, the tail, those who are necheshalim, those who are straggling, those who are weak. And the Gemara says that this refers to those whom the Anane HaKovoid had spit out or didn't allow within the protection of the Anane HaKovoid, meaning that specifically, especially people who were sinning in Pigam HaBris, they were able to be excluded, chas v'shalom, from the protection of these Anane HaKovoid, these walls of the sukkah. The word hanecheshalim, we mentioned a few weeks ago, I believe, the word hanecheshalim, which is written again about Amalek, the ones who Amalek attacked, the Zohar HaKadosh says is comprised of two words, nachosh and mila, mem yud lamed hey. Showing again, the nachosh is the symbol of Pigam HaBris. The Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh use the wording hitil bo zuama, the snake, the original snake, injected a tumah into Chava. That's an example of the concept of Pigam HaBris. And the tikkun for it is Mila, the Bris Mila, the aspect of Shmiras HaBris.
This is a little bit interesting because Neof in the Torah really relates mostly to Moav in the Inyan of the Bila, and Amalek was more of Safek. So I'm just wondering how it all ties to Neof, how Amalek winds up in Neof, because the Maisa of Amalek really was Suffolk. It wasn't related to Neof.
I gave you one very clear proof that the Zohar HaKadosh and all Sifrei Kabbalah quote that by Amalek it says, Asher korcho baderech, and korcho is miloshen keri. That's number one. Number two, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, these two are linked together. Amalek is Safek. Amalek is the one who challenges our emuna, our faith, which is Malchus. And Pagat Bris is Yesoid. Those two are very much linked together. And there may be several hundred places throughout Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal puts these two together. Amalek and Pigam HaBris and Pigam Emuna. These two are very, very much linked together.
There's an interesting scenario with Amalek in this week's Parsha. Vayishlach, it says, Vayapiu la'alois el rosh ha'har, that they're going for an aliyah. Or Chaim says they tried to reboot the betachon aspect, but Amalek came in that scenario. But
sure, because they were poigim in emuna. They didn't, the mitzvah of emunas chachomim, the way it's defined in the Torah, the mitzvah of faith and respect for rabbis, the Torah says don't deviate to the right or to the left from what the rabbis will tell you. Don't do more or less. Either one is sin. Either one is destruction. And here we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, let's go, the position they took was, no, let's not go. We can't go. And then when they on their own decided they want to go and Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, don't go, again, they were being poigim on both sides of the coin, going too much to the left and too much to the right of what the correct derech was. The tzaddikim amitiim, they are the ones who know what the derech is, the proper, the path for success. And sure enough, Amalek, who is called Reishis Goyim, another clarification. There's a pasuk, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the top, the leader of all 70 nations. And the Zohar HaKadosh refers to a madura shel shivim kechovim, a fire, a raging fire of 70 stars, referring to the power, the fire of the Sitra Achra, the fire of all 70 nations, of which Amalek is considered to be a composite of all of them. And again, Pigam HaBris is considered to be a composite of all sins. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Ikra de Yitzra Bisha, Al-Arayin, that the main mission of the Yetzer Hara is this issue. That's why it's especially associated with Amalek, even though we found in the Torah that Moav also participated in this. You know, Moav and Midian sending out their own princesses to try to be machshel, to try to get the Jews to stumble, chas v'shalom.
So Rabbi, one more question, I'm sorry. So do you think, therefore, that if a person is caught up in Neof, God forbid, they'll have a difficulty in Amunah? And one of the cures, if you find that you really want Amunah, stop being more concerned than Neof, and you'll find that your suffix goes away, and automatically you have Amunah.
Most definitely. This is mentioned in several chapters in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection between these two.
Rav Nosson, please repeat that last sentence. The volume was muted. Thank you.
Sure. I said that throughout Likut Imran, there are many places where Rabbeinu Zal links these two together, that when there's Pegam Abris, it leads to Pegam Emuna and Pegam in Tefillah. Emuna and Tefillah are synonymous. And when there's Tikkun HaEmuna, Tikkun HaTefillah, that helps the person achieve Pegam Abris. That these two, Yesoid and Malchus, are neighbors. They're very, very closely connected and very much directly related.
Could Rav just clarify a little bit? With the Sukkah, there seems to be two different aspects. There's the Schach, it seems like it's the Emunah, and then there is the Dafnot. The Dafnot, the walls are the Chochmah or the Dat. Is that what it is? It's one complementing the other because we need both. We need the Seichel, the Mochim, as well as the Emunah?
Definitely.
Okay.
And not only that, next. Sometimes we'll refer to the schach as A, and another time we'll refer to the schach as X. You know, in the Limud HaKabbalah and the Limud of Chassidus, everything is relative. Depending on the context that we're speaking about, we're referring to one time we're calling it Moichen, and one time we're calling it Emunah. Make up your mind, which is it? It's both. Because we know the rule in Kabbalah and in Yiddishkeit is that each midah is kolol from all the other midahs. So sometimes it's the aspect of seichel that's coming out in prominence, and sometimes it's the aspect of emunah, but both coming sometimes from the same place, from malchus or from chachma.
But in Bina itself, you have both. You have in Bina, the upper part of Bina is emunah, and the lower part is chachma or da'at. I mean, so it's okay, because Sukkah is Bina, no?
Yes. Okay, paragraph.
I can't hear you. I'm
sorry, I said yes.
Ah, okay.
Sure. Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein maschilen la'asoy basukah tekef achar yom ha'kippurim. And this is why one of the customs that many people follow is that right after Yom Kippur, they come home from shul, they eat something light, and run out to start building the sukkah. Ki oz nizbatlin v'kolin ho'anonim shel ha'sidra achra. Because as a result of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we've eliminated completely the clouds of the sidra achra, shehim b'chinas avoinos, which are our sins, which we said were compared to clouds. We have a rule that whenever one side falls, the other side rises up. When the Sitra Achra falls, the side of Kiddusha rises. As a result of eliminating completely all the clouds of the Sitra Achra, this brings about the revelation of the holy clouds, the clouds of Hashem's glory. Bechinas ukvoid Hashem nire be'onon. The honor and glory of Hashem was seen in the cloud. Again, nire, the letters aharoin. Shehem bechinas tfanois ha-sukkah, which are what the walls of the sukkah represent. Sheboin al yidei tikun mechitza samoichin, which come about as a result of the perfection of the partitions of our brain. She'al yodom zoichin lebechina sukvoit Hashem nira ba'onan, which assists us in achieving this level of having the honor of Hashem revealed in the cloud. Bechinas anane hakovoid, as they're called. Kemevor shamamayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'ze bechinas sukkah. And this is what the sukkah is all about. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ufrois oleinu sukkah shloimecha. Spread out. That same word prois that was used, that Rabbeinu Zal uses about the moichin, that they are mechitzois prusois. They are partitions that are spread out. The same terminology is used about our sukkah. We ask Hashem, please spread out over us your sukkah of peace. Bechinas mechitzois prusois. These are these partitions that are spread out to keep out sinful thoughts, to keep out the sitra achra. Paragraph Dalit. V'yoz yoitzin meimei hadas. And now the waters of Das can flow again. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, telling us about what will be in the future. Ki simole ha'oretz deos Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. The world will be filled with recognition and awareness of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. V'nizgairin geirin, and converts come and join us when there is the tikkun of these moichin. This Kanal b'maimaral, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas simchas beis hasheyeva. This will explain to us the incredible celebration that took place in the Beis HaMikdash throughout the 7 days of Sukkot. The simcha of the drawing of the waters. Shezoichin b'sukkot. B'chinas u'sha'aftem mayim b'sosoin. The pasuk says you will draw waters with joy. V'targumai, and the Aramaic translation is usekablon ulfan chados. You will receive new knowledge, new advice, new guidance. Bechinas ribui meimei hadas. This refers to that multitude, the massive amount of these waters of das sheyoytzen achsho b'shefa godol, which come forth now with in a major flow. Because of the tikkun that was accomplished on Rosh Hashanah, din, kol, which is what caused the sitrachra to vomit up all the holiness, the kol hadas, and all of the das that the sitrachra had swallowed up. The oz yoitzin meimei hadas b'shefa godol, and now these waters of das flow with an enormous amount. Bechinas kamayim layam echasim, like the waters that cover the ocean floor. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, kel hakovoid hirim, the Hashem of glory thunders forth, Hashem al mayim rabim, on massive amount of waters. V'alkein oisin simchas beis hasheyeva. This is why we have this unique celebration on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash, where they would draw these waters. Ki shoyavim meimei hadas. What this refers to is this, we are drawing a whole new flow of das, of sechel, al yidei hatikun shenas, al yidei tfilas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, based on the tikkun, the rectification that was accomplished through our prayers of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'alkein oz shoyavim hamayim besimcha gedoyla ma'oid. And this is why the Gemara tells us that this drawing of the waters that was done throughout the 7 days of Pesach was done with incredible celebration and joy and happiness. U'mi shelo yiro simchas beis hasheyeva lo yiro simcha miyomov. The Gemara says any person who didn't witness the celebration in the Beis HaMikdash that took place during Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they never saw a happy occasion in their life. Because through this das, which we're drawing now, which is revealed as a result of our special prayers on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this activates that song of the future, Shemishom Iker Hasimcha, from which comes forth the greatest joy. We say in Mizmor Shirim HaShabbos, Alei Osor V'Alei Novel Alei Higayon B'chinar Ki Simachtani Hashem B'folecha. That Simcha, the highest level of Simcha, comes from the 10 types of song, which come from those 10 letters that we said of Yud Kei Vav Kei, when it's Yud, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki Iker HaSimcha Yihyeh Be'ez Sheyizgala HaShironal. Because the real happiness will be when Hashem will reveal that song of the future. Ki oz yimolei schoik pinu ul shaynenu rina. As the Pasuk says, then our lips, our mouths would be filled with happiness, with laughter, and our tongues with song. Those two go together. Ki iker hasimcha yielo se beis sheyisar hashiranal. The real happiness will be in the future when that song will be activated. V'yachshov, but now, besimchas beis hashoyeva, misoirer oz hasimcha shelosid. We're activating, we're initiating that happiness of the future, al yidei shemisoirer achshov hashir sheyisalosid, by turning on now that song that's really going to be played in the future. We're getting a taste of it. Just like Shabbos is called a taste of Olam Haba, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was a taste of that song of the future. Any questions?
Yes, I have one more question. I'm trying to figure out what's the difference then between Simchat Torah, which is, we say it's the time of the Zivug and the Kabbalah of all the Shefa, and Sukkot. It seems like Sukkot already the Shefa's down. So what's the difference? Is one Hamshacha and the other one is the Kabbalah of it? Or
correct. One is the Hamshacha. On Sukkot we have the Hamshacha. It's flowing, it's starting to flow. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is the finalization, the completion. All the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about this a lot, and Rav Nosson Zal speaks about it in many places, where he shows the flow from Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, 7 days of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, and the grand finale, the cherry on top, the finalization on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. We're going to have a lot on that throughout Likutei Halachos.
Because I studied that it was on Sukkot is mainly the Mochin de Neshama. It's Chasadim Mechusim and not Dat. And he's saying here it's Dafka Dat, it's Dafka Chochma.
Correct.
So that's a Chiddush. I mean, I don't recall seeing that.
If you look in the prayer that we say throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, when we go around the Bima with the Lulav, with Adas Menorahs, at the end we say, what's the pasuk? Not Kimola is there. Lodas. Hold on just a moment. Right. Lodas kol ame ha'oretz ki Hashem hu alekim einoid. The last line that we say when we complete the going around the bima, With the Dalet Minim, we mention this fact that this is to enlighten all the nations of the world, that they should all come to realize Ki Hashem Hu Elikim. So throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, there is an aspect of this Das. Here again, it's not contradicting what you learned in these other Sforim. You need to know that there are fine lines here, you know, between what's happening. Rav Nosson Zal speaking from an aspect of Chassidus. And again, every word he's saying is based on Psukim, based on Gemaras, you know, that it makes it very clear that the purpose of these Dalet Minim is Lohidia, to enlighten, to spread the Das of Hashem to the entire world. The exact words are Leman Das Kol Ame Ha'oretz Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Einoid.
All right, thank you.
Sure. Paragraph Hey, Veze Bechinas Hispashtus Hanavua Hanal, Shezoichin, Alide Hakovoid Shenizgale, Al Yidei Sheyotzin Meimei Hadas. Rav Nosson Zal says now he's going to address one of the paragraphs in that chapter on the Kutimran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that by following this formula, by following the path that Rabbeinu Zal presents over there in the Kutimran, we're zeichet to a hispashtus hanavua, a spreading of prophecy through the kovod, through the great honor of Hashem that's revealed when these meimei hadas come flowing, v'nistaknen hamechitzos prusos shel hamoach, and the partitions of the brain have been corrected, b'chinas defanois hasukkah, which we said are represented by the walls of the sukkah. Kimi b'chinas sukkah mishom mekablim ruach hakodesh, because from the sukkah we receive the divine spirit of Hashem, ruach hakodesh, ruach nevuah, which is a spirit of prophecy. Ki sukkah hi b'chinas shesocha beruach hakodesh. The word sukkah also means to see with the divine, holy divine spirit of Hashem. We know that Sora Imenu had different names. She was called Yiska and Milka. And Yiska and Milka have the same gematria. And Yiska, it says, shesochsa beruach hakodesh, because she could see, she was a prophetess. And Hashem told Avraham Avinu, listen to her, because she sees. So sukkah represents ruach hakodesh, which is synonymous to a degree with nevuah. Kishiur sukkah asorat tfochim lomdu rabbeinu mehakruvim, because the height of a sukkah, the minimum height of a sukkah, which is 10 tfachim, our rabbis learn out from the kruvim, the cherubs, shoyu soichichim b'chanfeyim ala kapoiris, who covered with their wings, they covered the cover of the Aron HaKodesh. Shemishom mekablim ruach nevuah. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu received his divine prophecy from. K'mo shekosuv, vayishma hakol mibein shnei hakruvim. That Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice of Hashem from between these two kruvim. So again, the sukkah is compared, the height of the sukkah is learned from these kruvim, which are soichichim b'chanfeyim. Vaydei ruach nevuah nizbarer hamedame. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that when there's ruach nevuah, when there's prophecy, which means that we're seeing Hashem with a level of clarity, a real level of clarity, that refines and improves and corrects the medame. Medame means unclarity, confusion, where good and bad are mixed together. And then we're zoichet to faith. Again, the opposite of sofek. Sofek is unclarity, doubt. Emuna is vadai. V'nizgale chidish oilam. And there is revealed the concept of Hashem creating the world brand new, from nothing. V'zoichin lachasodim. And we're zoichet to a flow of kindness from Hashem. Shayidei zeh yeh chidish oilam losid. Which is what will bring about the creation of the new world in the future. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, lahagid baboiker chazdecho ve'emunoscha baleilos. Bechinas oilam chesed yibone. That new world, that the morning, the new day coming forth, will be coming from a place of chesed. V'chol zeh hu bechinas sukkah. And all of this is tied into the sukkah. Kimishom haruach nevuah kanal, because from the sukkah we draw this spirit of prophecy, shaydeze mizbarer hamedame ve'emuna, which helps refine and clarify and improve the medame, the emuna. Veze bechinas sheina besukkah, and with this we'll understand also the importance of sleeping in the sukkah. Ki hamedame hu bechinas sheina, because the term medame, which means confusion, twilight, good and bad mixed together, is associated with sleep. She'oz mistalek ha-sechel, because when a person goes to sleep, the major part of their sechel leaves, v'nishar rak ha-medame, and it's only the lowest part of the sechel, which is called medame, that remains. And that's what's active when a person is sleeping. Va'oz basheno b'chinas medame ikr birur v'tikin ha'emuna. And it's then specifically when a person goes to sleep, which is medame, That's the opportunity to perfect and correct the emunah. That's why right before going to sleep, we say Kriya Shema Lamita. That Kriya Shema, which is a declaration of faith in Hashem. And again, Ve Emunascha Balelois. The time to repair and elevate the emunah is Balelois. Kemavur B'Mokam Acher, as is discussed in other places. Bechinas Chadoshim LaBekorim, Rabba Emunasecha. We're new in the morning. We wake up brand new in the morning. A major increase in our emunah, which took place throughout the night. V'alkein chiyuv lishoin basukah, and therefore there's an obligation to sleep in the sukkah, kedei lesakein bechinas hamedame, in order to correct, to repair, to fix this medame, shaydeze mezbarer venestakein hu emunah, which helps to clarify and repair our emunah. Kalidei hasukkah, shemishom nimshach hanavuah, because through the mitzvah of sukkah, from which comes forth prophecy, through this, we're zeichet to the main refinement and improvement and correction of medame and emunah. Any questions? Reminder again that Rav Nosson Zal is assuming that you looked over the chapter in Likutei Moran. The more a person is familiar with that chapter, Torah Ches in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal there elaborates on Medame and Emuna and showing all the connections through many Psukim and Gemaras, it's much clearer. Rav Nosson Zal is coming here from a place that once you have those foundations clear, now watch, let me show you how the mitzvah of sukkah and everything related to it matches perfectly, fits perfectly with everything Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran.
Rebbe, you mentioned the name Milcah. Do you happen to know why that name is repeated so many times in the Torah? I believe Haran's wife was Milcah, but no, Slavchak was Milcah. I never saw a name repeated so many times.
My answer is, it is a significant term. If you're bringing it up, we'll mention a few interesting chidushim that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld Zal on this topic. The word Milcah, Mem Lamed Chof Hei, which we said is the same gematria as Yiska, which is, it says over there, Avi Milcah v'Avi Yiska, when it speaks about Sarah Imenu and Haran over there, we said that they're the same numerical value, which is 95. Now, in Megillas Esther, we know that we have the word Hamelech, and there are some Megillas where they write it in a special way where every page begins with the word Hamelech on top. The word Hamelech is the same letters as Milcah, which is this number 95. When we speak about the Sitra Achra, Esav is one of the major leaders of the Sitra Achra, and we're told that Esav, when he was born, was red. And when he wanted to eat the lentils, the red lentils, that was for Esav, the portion of Esav. It's brought that Mars, the planet Mars, which is called Ma'adim, Mem Aleph Dalet Yud Mem, is Bigimatria Milcah. Again, this Hamelech. That's the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. Now this number 95... Just a moment. I'm forgetting for a moment, there's something much more related to it in the Akbash. The Fi, the Hay and the Tzaddik are opposites in the Aleph Beis. Just a moment. Mem, no, Hey and Sadek, Mitzvah, Mem, no. I don't remember, I apologize. There's something more to it, showing again the concept of the, I'm sorry, Haman again, Haman who is Amalek. Haman is Bigematria, this Hamelech, this Milcah, this Ma'adim. He draws, you know, from the Sitra Achra, from the forces of the Sitra Achra. And opposing this, we have Sarah Imenu. We're told that she was called Sarah because she Sarah, because she ruled over the world. She lived 127 years, like Achashverosh ruled over Hamelech Achashverosh ruled over 127 countries. So again, the word Sarah, Shin Reish Hey, in Atbash, in the formula of Atbash, a Shin becomes a Beis, a Reish becomes a Gimel, and a Hey becomes a Tzaddik. So Sarah in Atbash is 95 exactly. It's Beis Gimel Tzaddik, which is 95. So we see that the Malchus of Kedusha, which is HaMelech, we know that the Mefarshim tells that every time in the Megillah when it says HaMelech, even when it's talking about Achashverosh, it's really referring to the king, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Sarah Imenu, who represents the Malchus of Kedusha. And opposed to that, you have Haman, you have Ma'adim, you have these forces of the Sitra Achra. This is the battle of the two sides.
And you know why they bring her name is again in Slavchad? Bas Slavchad was also the same name as that.
I don't, but again, we know that names have tremendous significance. The name is the soul of a person. Nefesh Chaya Hu Shmoi, names have tremendous significance. Especially every name in the Torah, there's definitely significance there. Could be that in the writings of the Arizal or the Sifrei Kabbalah, very often they shed tremendous light on these names.
Thank you.
Any other questions, please? The connection between the 10 tfachim, the minimum height of a sukkah, and the kruvim, we're told that the wingspan of the kruvim was 10 tfachim. The height that the wings of the kruvim, which covered over the kapoiris, which was the cover of the aron, was 10 tfachim again. I'm sorry.
Yes. Nothing. And what's the relationship, Daniel, with 95 and the whole picture?
The question was, what's the relationship with 95? We said that 95 is the numerical value of the word Hamelech. Hamelech, Ma'adim, Haman, all of these terms.
No, what's the name? Daniel.
Daniel?
Or the good part in the whole picture.
Daniel. You're saying that the numerical value of Daniel is also 95.
Yes.
It seems that there must be a connection. I haven't heard it, but there must be a connection. Daniel was one of the great tzaddikim, one of the holy prophets, one of the great tzaddikim who put Nebuchadnezzar in his place. We are planning on having the Likutei Moran shir later today, as usual, 4:30 Eretz Yisrael time. Im Yetz Hashem, it'll be broadcasted from Miron, from the home of a close friend in Miron, Im Yetz Hashem. I hope to be leaving shortly, and as a shliach for all of us, to represent all of us at the Kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai for Yom Kippur Katan and other tefillos there. Shem should help, all our tefillah should be niskabel, all the cholim should have a complete refuah shalema, especially those that are in hospitals, those that are expecting to have operations, all should have complete refuah and a yeshua.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson. Safe driving.
Amen. All the best.
Amen. Good to work, Rav Nosson.
You too.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All the best.
Thank you. Have a good Erev.
Thank you,
Rosh Chodesh.
You too.